Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we are going to talk about excited in Chinese. We have an exciting person, Mattel Balucci. Mattel, he is the co-founder and CEO of Your.MD. Hi, Mattel, 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好.
Okay, how to say 你好 in Italian?
Ciao.
That's it?
That's it.
And you say bye, ciao for bye as well.
Exactly.
That's easy.
Very easy. Ciao. Coming and going.
Yeah, ciao, ciao. Okay, great. It's so exciting that you can join us today. I've known you for so many years. You've done so many different things, and each one is all very exciting.
They're all indeed very exciting. I like to do exciting things because, you know, you need some reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, life is short.
Life, it can be short or very long. Depends.
I did one math yesterday. If you live 80 years, it's like only 21,000 days.
It is scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is scary.
Yeah, and that's why you need to try to do something exciting every day.
That's it.
That's what I do with my startups.
Okay, let's talk about your startup after we learn some Chinese.
Yes.
We say 兴奋.
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 Yeah, that's it. And there are two characters. The first one, 兴. Or 心, depending on how you'd want to pronounce it. In Chinese, normally four tones are quite important, but in this case, first tone or fourth tone are both fine. So you can say either 心 or 心.
心 or 心.
Yeah, that's it. So either 心 or 心 is fine. And this character, that means flourish or become popular. And the original meaning, that was to rise. That's a combination between the character symbol, to rise, and the symbol together. That's the way Chinese people think. When you want to flourish, you need to work with some people together. You can't just work on yourself.
I absolutely agree.
So that's the first character, 心.
心.
Yeah. The second character is 奋.
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 Yeah. That means to thrive and to arouse. The character, it's actually originally means the bird spreading its wings to fly.
Wow.
And you can imagine picture on the field and lots of birds. They are all going to take off from the field and then they all rise together and get very excited.
Sounds great. It's a beautiful image.
Yeah, 兴奋.
兴奋.
Yeah. So in English, I know it's pretty hard for a non-native speaker. They say, oh, I am excited, or this thing is exciting. But in Chinese, the easy thing is either you describe something exciting or saying, I am very excited. You both say 兴奋.
兴奋, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. So you have some 兴奋 new startup to share with us.
I have indeed.
Your.MD.
Yes.
A very trendy thing. Come on, share with us.
So Your.MD is it's using artificial intelligence to do something very important and which applies to basically every person in the world. And our realization is that when it comes to healthcare, the single biggest problem that everybody has is that we don't know what to do.
If you wake up in the morning, exciting.
Well, it is exciting when you fix the problem.
I know.
You know, the non-exciting part is that we're all equally ignorant about medicine unless we're doctors. And the problem is that there are not enough doctors in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you wake up in the morning and you have a health problem or a question, you don't know where to get the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And today on the internet, there is nothing that can give you that answer.
Right.
And so what people do, they go to Google, and they Google the symptoms, but Google gives you a million results.
Right.
So you don't know which one is the right one. And so what people tend to do, because we're all a bit hypochondriac, we end up clicking on the brain tumor when we have a headache. And
oh,
then
I did
people
that.
Get really worried.
<Yeah.
laughs> And so what we're doing with UrMD, we're building an artificial intelligence platform that can understand your individual profile and your health situation to give you just one answer. So that when you say you have a headache, the system can drill down and ask you questions and come to a conclusion where we can say, Xiaolan, you just have migraine or you have a tension headache. This is what you should do. Don't worry. Don't go to the doctor. Or you should go to the doctor because what you have is serious or is worrying.
Right.
But it's basically trying to give people the right information about health every time they need it, free of charge.
Okay. So it is like a checklist of questions that you have to go through the questionnaire, or it also takes your previous medical record into account?
So the system can take any piece of data. At the moment, what we're doing, we're using a very smart artificial intelligence not to go through a list of questions, but to generate the questions in each situation. So the questions are generated by the AI, are on the fly for mm-hmm. you specifically, for your age, your gender, your place in the world, the time of the year, and the symptoms you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very clever, and it can drill down until it gets a probability of what is the most likely situation that you're in.
Right, that sounds very exciting. 好兴奋. How is good. Here, that means very. 好兴奋.
This is 好兴奋 indeed. Yeah. This will get people excited, but it will also help them a lot.
Yeah.
Because when you don't know what to do,
sure.
you generally have to go to see the doctor, but you know there are 2.5 billion people in the world that have no access to a medical professional.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do?
Right. So before you can really utilize artificial intelligence to come out with smart questions, of course, behind that, that was a lot of human intelligence being put in.
Yes, a lot.
The expertise by the doctors, healthcare professionals.
Absolutely. We worked on this for 2 years now solid,
mm-hmm.
and we put in a lot of medical knowledge. And as you can imagine, this is a never-ending task because
yep.
medical knowledge keeps on developing.
Sure.
So our job is to try to collate as much medical information into an AI system
mm-hmm.
that can then be used by everybody for free everywhere in the world.
Right. And then the service is free. So who will be the fee-paying user?
The system then connects you to potential service providers.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a solution for you.
Right.
And they pay us a
right.
fee for being introduced to potential
the
customers.
The referral.
Yeah.
And then how about like people you mentioned in the area where medical care is not available widely? In that case, even if you are willing to refer them to someone, there's no one.
Well, it's not such a good luck, but at least you know
mm-hmm.
what you need.
Right.
So, you know, in many, many cases, you can actually self-care. Up to 90% of mm-hmm. the visits to a doctor in the UK
right.
are for things that you could do on your own.
That's actually truly exciting now, 好兴奋, because now it's a free service for the majority of the population in the world, and for the moment, all English speaking, I guess.
At the moment, just English, but we're going to start translating this year.
Yeah, so this is not only 好兴奋, this is actually extremely exciting. The way we say that, 非常兴奋. 兴奋 is exciting,
yeah.
and 非常, 非 means not, and 常 is usual. Not usual. That means really unusual, extremely. 非常.
非常.
Yeah. So 非常兴奋.
非常兴奋.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much, Mattel, for sharing with us. Today, we talk about something 好兴奋.
好兴奋.
I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.